From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Residents of Syria's eastern Ghouta region are described as hunkering in basements and bomb shelters, trying to survive intense bombardment of the besieged rebel-held enclave. Video uploaded to social media showed bodies of the dead being taken away from rubble of buildings to a makeshift morgue. More than 300 have been killed in the past days. Ravina Shamdasani is a spokesperson for the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights.
We have documented that over the past 2 weeks, at least 1,200 civilian casualties have been documented. This includes people who were injured and people who have been killed.
The UN Security Council is expected to debate a draft resolution calling for a 30-day ceasefire. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is appalled by the carnage.
I am deeply saddened by the terrible suffering of the civilian population in eastern Ghouta, 400,000 people that live in hell on earth.
Meanwhile, Turkey has warned pro-regime forces face serious consequences for entering the northwest Afrin region of Syria to help Kurdish fighters against Turkish forces. Dozens of schoolgirls abducted by the insurgency Boko Haram from a school in northeast Yobe State have been rescued by the army. Insurgents attacked the school Monday. Several are still missing. Bucky Honabari is leader of the Bring Back Our Girls campaign, formed after the mass abduction of girls from a Chibok school 4 years ago.
It's not enough to bring people back, or the girls back, or other people back. What is important is schools must be safe, schools must be protected.
The 2014 abduction drew global attention on Boko Haram, blamed for some 20,000 deaths over 9 years. This is VOA News. In Venezuela, the opposition coalition said it will boycott the April 22nd presidential vote, calling it fraudulent and illegitimate and citing unfair conditions. Opposition leader Angel Oropeza said those unfair conditions include the timing of the election, the ban on some opposition candidates, access to outside monitors, and the vote of the Venezuelan diaspora. Jennifer McCoy is a Venezuela analyst at Georgia State University.
Generally, boycotts are not effective in creating the change that the opposition desires when they boycott.
Meanwhile, President Nicolas Maduro Wednesday called for snap elections for the opposition-controlled National Assembly 2 years ahead of schedule. America's best-known Protestant evangelist Billy Graham has died. He was 99. A counselor to presidents, Graham preached to hundreds of millions across the globe in a career that spanned 70 years. Grant Wacker, professor emeritus at the Duke Divinity School, authored a book about Graham.
He would say 3 million people committed their lives to Christ, and that's the main legacy.
Wacker said Graham was as inclusive as he could and make it without compromising basic biblical truths while delivering a popular message that God is a God of second chances. President Donald Trump tweeted, "There is nobody like him. He will be missed by Christians and all religions. A very special man." Two French soldiers were killed Wednesday when their vehicle struck an improvised explosive device in northeast Mali near the borders of Niger and Burkina Faso. France has deployed thousands of troops to the Sahel region, part of an operation to go after Islamist militants. President Donald Trump met Wednesday at the White House with students who survived last week's Florida high school shooting, suggesting arming teachers might prevent future attacks.
This would only be obviously for people that are very adept at handling a gun.
He also pledged to tighten background checks for gun buyers and consider raising the age for buying certain types of weapons. The attack at the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, last Wednesday left 17 dead. A 19-year-old former student has been charged with all the murders. U.S. stocks closed lower after the U.S. Central Bank warned of future interest rate hikes to stem inflation. The benchmark Dow Jones Industrial Average Index fell on Wednesday nearly 170 points to close at 24,797. The Federal Reserve's notes from a late January meeting revealed on Wednesday said the stronger economy increases the likelihood that a gradual upward trajectory of the federal funds rate would be appropriate. Meanwhile, sales of existing homes fell in January, the steepest decline in 3 years amid rising prices and a home shortage. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.